Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is Friday, February 7th, and I'm your host, Steve Brown. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha through our articles, data, and advanced tools. Try it today at seekingalpha.com/premium. Our top stories today: non-farm payrolls and benchmark revisions, economic impacts of coronavirus, and T-Arm gets the boot at Credit Suisse. Leading today's news: climbing to all-time highs in the previous session on China's decision to halve tariffs on a slew of U.S. products, U.S. stock index futures are down 0.4%, erasing some gains following a four-day winning streak on Wall Street. The big news today is January's jobs report, which will likely show a net increase of 160,000 jobs and for the unemployment rate to stay flat at 3.5%. Wage data will also be closely watched for any signs of potential inflation pressures, which could then translate into a fuller response from the Federal Reserve. In other news, pressure over a widening spying scandal has weighed over Credit Suisse for months, denting the bank's reputation and prompting difficult questions about the culture at the top of the firm. Looking to move past the damaging period, CEO Tidjarn T-Arm has announced his resignation despite being cleared in an internal probe and receiving the backing of key shareholders. He'll be replaced by Thomas Gottstein, a 20-year veteran of the bank who leads the Swiss unit. Chairman Urs Rohner also landed the board's unanimous backing to complete his term until April 2021. SpaceX is likely to spin off its satellite-based broadband business and pursue an IPO, according to COO Gwynne Shotwell. The company has been launching Starlink satellites in batches of 60 since May. There's currently 240 orbiting Earth, and aims to make the broadband internet service operational by the end of 2020. Last year, Morgan Stanley set a bull case valuation of $120 billion on SpaceX, Starlink satellite and rocket business, which could also give a boost to Virgin Galactic. After slashing its IPO share price to $12 from an original range of $17 to $19, Casper climbed 13% yesterday to finish the session at $13.50, with a market cap of $575 million. The online mattress startup had been valued at $1.1 by private investors last year, but that was before the five-year-old company revealed in January that it lost $67 to $312 in revenue in the first 9 months of 2019. Casper's lower IPO valuation was just a moment in time, added CEO Philip Krim, saying that, "Our business is not what investors are used to seeing at this scale." The U.S. should neutralize a threat of Huawei's next-generation equipment by taking a controlling stake in Nokia or Ericsson, according to U.S. Attorney General William Barr. "There are only two companies that can compete with Huawei right now. Putting our large market and financial muscle behind one or both of these firms would make it a more formidable competitor." The stance is dismissive of recent White House efforts to blunt Huawei's threat by investing in homegrown 5G equipment, signaling a split between government approaches. Russia supports a recommendation to deepen OPEC Plus oil supply curbs amid falling demand for crude as China battles a coronavirus outbreak. The proposal could lead to a provisional cut in output of 600,000 barrels per day, which is about 0.6% of global supply and would extend current curbs of 1.7 million barrels per day. It would also pave the way for OPEC to bring forward to February a ministerial policy meeting planned for early March to formalize the decision. Due to the ongoing coronavirus outbreak, China has delayed trade figures for January and said it would combine the data with next month's release. The epidemic has also led to growth forecasts being cut, with S&P Global Ratings revising its estimation of China's GDP growth for 2020 from 5.7% before the outbreak to 5%. "Coronavirus will have a larger negative effect on the global economy than the SARS outbreak," added IHS Markit, explaining that China accounted for 4.2% of the global economy in 2003 versus 16.3% of the world's GDP today. The manufacturing slump continues in Germany as industrial production fell by 3.5% month over month in December, a day after factory orders were shown to have declined at the fastest pace in more than a decade. That suggests Europe's largest economy may have contracted at the end of 2019. Germany has already been pummeled by trade tensions, Brexit, and climate change regulation engulfing its auto industry, and the latest data will likely dampen budding optimism of a recovery. As of 6:20 a.m. today, U.S. futures and crude oil are all set to open in the red, with gold slightly up. On today's economic calendar, non-farm payrolls are out at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time. Wall Street Breakfast is brought to you by Seeking Alpha Premium. Unlock the power of Seeking Alpha at seekingalpha.com/premium. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please be sure to rate and review it below. Your feedback is deeply appreciated.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to seekingalpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.